WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Just out, a Biden administration report that's critical of Israel's use of U.S. weapons in Gaza. Here's CBS's Olivia Gassis.
The headline is that it does not conclude that Israel is currently in violation of any U.S. or international humanitarian laws, but it is very critical of the government's operations in Gaza and says given the volume of U.S. weapons that have been used there and the number of incidents that are currently under review, it is, quote, reasonable to assess that some of those weapons may have been used in manners inconsistent with those laws.
White House officials say they're concerned about an invasion of Rafah, and they want Gaza border crossings reopened immediately for humanitarian aid. So does UN Relief Agency Director Scott Anderson.
What we really need is Kerem Shalom, which is the primary landline and the primary lifeline for Gaza, to reopen and to get things in at scale so we have quantity, quality, and diversity of food. And for the Rafah gate to reopen so fuel can come in so we can keep everything moving and keep our response going forward.
Anderson says his agency is 3 days away from running out of food in Gaza. In Maury County, Tennessee, a forklift driver delivering supplies for the state's hardest hit county is a welcome sight as the area south of Nashville cleans up from this week's tornadoes. A suspected twister has ripped through North Florida, leaving another trail of destruction. This man lives in Tallahassee.
You walk in the back right here, it's trees in people's houses. You got trees on top of houses. This is some of the worst storm I've seen since I've been in Tallahassee.
Officials say a woman there was killed by a falling tree. Donald Trump's former attorney and fixer is expected to be next on the witness stand at the former president's trial. CBS's Katrina Kaufman is covering in New York.
Donald Trump calls Michael Cohen a serial perjurer, a liar. He even did it one day right outside the courtroom doors to the reporter. So they are absolutely going to try to undermine Cohen's credibility, to also challenge the story that he's telling.
He's expected on the stand Monday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has delivered the commencement address at the University of South Carolina.
Class of 2024, we need your service to the nation. So find ways to make change, to contribute, and to be a part of something bigger than yourself.
Consumer confidence has dropped to a six-month low. CBS's Jason Brooks explains why.
Inflation, interest rates, and unemployment weighed on consumers, and the survey found that declines in sentiment occurred across age, income, and education groups, with a bigger drop noticeable in consumers living in western states.
Wall Street, the Dow gained 125 points for its eighth consecutive winning day. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service confirms two tornadoes touched down Tuesday afternoon in Walworth County. One was an EF0 near Walworth. The other was an EF1 near Darien. Officials report damage, but no injuries in both cases. Ballot drop boxes may be back in Wisconsin this fall. Conservatives say drop boxes give liberals an unfair advantage. Research shows drop boxes actually help rural voters, older voters, and voters with disabilities.
There's a societal myth that people with disabilities lean in one direction more than another in the political voting. We see that as really untrue.
Denise Jess of the Wisconsin Disability Vote Coalition. She spoke with Wisconsin Eye. The state Supreme Court hears oral arguments Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers crushed the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers took early swings at St. Louis starter Sonny Gray's fastball, and it worked. Home runs for Rhys Hoskins, Jake Bowers, Joey Ortiz. On the way to a 7-1 Brewers win, manager Pat Murphy.
Opening the game, three hard contacts to open the game, and then Hoskins, two-run homer, and then Ortiz got him, and you're like, wow. Yeah, that set the tone.
Milwaukee's now beat St. Louis 9 of their last 10 games. NBA, Pat Beverly caught on tape through a ball at a heckling Pacers fan, then refused to take questions from an ESPN reporter in the Bucks' season-ending loss in Indy. Beverly, now facing a four-game suspension.
I had not seen that interview. I just heard that that happened, and so we talked about that and then the ball-throwing incident. And he made the comment to me about what was being said back his way, and I just said, I get it, but we're coaches and athletes. You just can't do those certain things.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 40s. For tomorrow, sunshine's back, nice day, high in the low 70s. Sunshine to start Sunday, then increasing clouds for the afternoon, chance of storms late, high near 80. Currently at 64 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. On this Thursday night edition. Oh, I forgot to turn the light off. So it doesn't look, if you're watching on the stream, it's very bright in here. It looks like a stadium. No, it looks like a post-op operating room.
It definitely does.
Isn't it terrible? This is where you come after you get your colonoscopy just to recuperate and say silly things on camera. Great to have you with me. This is Friday night. The weekend is here. Very special weekend, too. As many of you may or may not know, Conrad, what's Sunday?
Mother's Day.
Yeah. Mother's Day, big day, very special day for all the moms as we kick off this weekend. Here's an interesting, every year on Mother's Day, I'm torn. I have my wife, my mother-in-law, my own mother, and it's also my mom's birthday 9 out of 10 times on Mother's Day. It's probably physically impossible, but so we always have a lot to celebrate on this weekend. So it really helps when we get good weather. Always helps. What do you got planned for Mother's Day, Conrad? You going to get together with your mom? Or are you going
virtually? Yeah, I'm definitely going to give her a call. Definitely. I'm going to be with my brother, so we'll both give her a call.
What better way to celebrate Mother's Day than getting drunk with your brother? I don't mean to make that assumption that you're going to get drunk on Mother's Day, but...
Well, most likely going golfing, so...
Okay. Does your mom golf?
Yeah, she does.
Okay. She pretty good?
She's getting better.
She's getting better. Okay. So fine. How do you do on Mother's Day weekend?
She's taking lessons and yeah.
She lives in a great place for golfing.
Right? Oh yeah. They have a golf course right where she lives on. So
that's fantastic. Well, we'll be talking about moms a little bit tonight. And we've got some really fun guests tonight. Rich LoCascio will be here in just a few minutes. He is our wrestling expert. And I admittedly know nothing about wrestling. And that's why I think it's fun to talk to Rich about it. He's been on the show a couple times before. He's a wrestling announcer, and he'll fill us in on all the news that's new in the wrestling world, and maybe we'll get him to do some announcing. Maybe we'll get him to do some actual wrestling. Let's just have like a three-way wrestling match in here. We'll just run the camera on the stream.
That's definitely the perk of watching on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter.
Go to any of those avenues and find some potential wrestling fun, possibly. Rich will be here at 7:35, and then Terry Barr will be along in the second hour as well. Terry's always so much fun to talk with on Friday nights about what they have coming up. She's nice enough to share the music they're going to feature on Max Inc. on Saturday night. She'll be here a little later, and we'll listen to some new music and talk to Terry. And then a surprise quick movie review shortly after 8 o'clock. Someone I know very well went to see The Planet of the Apes, which opened this weekend, the second official blockbuster movie that's opening this weekend as we are in the throes now of summer blockbuster season. And so we'll find out what the Planet of the Apes was like shortly after 8 o'clock too. So some fun stuff on the agenda tonight. As I mentioned, we're talking about moms. And I should also say that Nightlight with Pete Schwabe is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. It is a great space. I've been there. It's just a really nice, intimate, cool little place. And if you can, I recommend getting over there to check it out. God, we got so much to get to. I'm going to wait on that. Never mind. That's what I like to do, folks. I like to think out loud, almost say something, and then pull it back. I like to give a retraction before I actually say anything, just to keep people guessing and just to keep Conrad on his toes. Are you ready to take some texts tonight? We got a kind of a fun question, I think.
I will be on my toes for these texts.
All right. So in light of Mother's Day, which is Sunday, as we've established, our question tonight is, who would you want to be your mom if it couldn't be your real mom? Who would you want to be your mom if it couldn't be your real mom? It could be someone from TV, movies, politics, sports, any world figure. Who would you want to be your mom if it couldn't be your actual mom? And given we know you'd never trade your mom in, there's probably a few people that would. But, you know, like maybe the kid that fell down the well, he'd probably want a different mom. You remember that story, Conrad?
No. But it sounds interesting.
A baby fell down a well. It was like in the early 90s. It was terrible. And everybody in America went nuts. It was like, what is with this kid's parents? Like, that's probably why people went through a helicopter parent phase. And I went through one myself, too, where you just followed your kid around because you didn't want it to fall down a well. But that's like extreme. I don't want to get into that. But anyway, I assume you wouldn't want to trade in your own mother. 99.9% of the time. So, but if you couldn't have your mom, who would you want to be your mom if you couldn't have your real mom? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. This is a Friday night version of Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide from downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing at WGBW, our beautiful studios here. And Rachel Casey will be along shortly. Terry Barr. Lots of stuff going on. Do you know, Conrad, that Journey has never had a number one hit?
Really?
Don't Stop Believin', probably the most overplayed song in the world, didn't reach number one. They've never had a number one hit, which I find really interesting.
That is very interesting.
Isn't it? And there's lots going on. Hey, I meant to ask you too. Giannis's brother.
Yeah.
I was driving down here. This is last night. And I was like, oh my God. Because I heard Antetokounmpo Koopa torn Achilles. I'm like, oh my God. And it's like his brother's like, oh.
Okay. Oh, all we'll right.
Pull another That's guy all right. Practice then. Squad. Yeah. Like, what is the deal? Does he play much?
Well, I mean, he'll play the last couple minutes if the Bucks are winning big or losing big. That's about it.
So he's like Pete Schwabe in high school. If it's a blowout, put in Giannis's brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
He's there for Team Morale.
Team Morale, there you go.
I heard he's a really cool guy, so.
Look, they're both, like, if he's even a shred of, like, what Giannis is, they seem like both cool guys. Like, they come from a good good upbringing, I would imagine. So this is kind of interesting. I read this today. I did not see the episode last night, but on Young Sheldon, our good friend Lance Barber's character was killed off. With one episode to go, the series finale is next week, May 16th. Lance has been on the show. He was here in March. He's a friend of mine. We worked together in a movie one time. Lance is a great guy. And I will say he remained pretty tight-lipped when he was on the show, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
And I know he has to. He's not going to risk, you know, a contractual thing to tell people on the radio that he's not... or to give us inside information about his character, but you kind of knew this was happening, right? Like you're a Big Bang Theory fan, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so how did you know this?
Well, Sheldon says in Big Bang Theory that his father passed away when he was 14 with a heart attack.
Right.
And now in young Sheldon, he's that age.
He's 14. And you know what? They didn't have to kill him off. There's only one episode left.
They could have just...
Yeah.
You know what's going
to
happen.
Right. But they didn't have to go there. But you know what? Cha-ching. Ratings. Yeah. And I guess he died of a heart attack. I'm going to have to watch the episode. But it wasn't really a surprise to anyone.
No.
So that's kind of interesting. And what a great run. The show was on for 7 seasons.
Yeah.
And Lance Barber was on every episode except the last one. Like, they could have killed him off in season 3 and robbed him of a lot of money and residuals. But he made the entire run. So that's cool. Good for Lance. But sorry for Lance's character, George Cooper. And then, did you see this? We were talking about, we do the Hollywood Minutes, and Paul Schrader, who's a famous screenwriter, he wrote Taxi Driver, Affliction, Raging Bull, maybe possibly the best screenwriter of all time in Hollywood. One of them, certainly in the top 5, probably, Oscar winning, went to a party at Martin Scorsese's house and went to pet a dog, Scorsese's daughter's dog, I think, and the dog bit his thumb off, part of his thumb.
Wow.
And like chewed it and ate it.
That is, that sucks for him.
Yeah. That's a fun evening, huh?
I couldn't even imagine.
Following a dog around, waiting for it to drop a deuce so you can get your thumb back and have it reattached.
Quickly put it in the bag of ice.
Yeah, right. The doctor would get it. Jeez, what happened to this thing? Oh, well, since you asked. That's awful. That is a terrible party. That is a terrible night. Apparently, he got lucky. Scorsese, there was a nurse on the property, and she, you know, I don't know, staved off infection, I guess, or patched it up. But he's still without part of his thumb. So I don't know what'll happen.
That reminds me of that Friends episode where Chandler gets his toe cut off, right. And they rush him to the hospital. I realized they put a carrot in the bag of ice.
Yeah, that's great. That was a great one, yeah. And he's a writer. He needs his thumb. You're typing away. You know, you click that space bar with your thumb. I'm guessing not all of his thumb was bitten off, but that's a pretty crummy party. And somebody, I was reading, when I was writing this, I was reading in the one of the trade papers that... they said, why does Scorsese have a nurse on the property? Does his dog do this to a lot of people? Maybe. I don't know. The Biebers are expecting a baby. That's exciting. Any name suggestions, Conrad? For baby Bieber?
Just baby Bieber.
Baby Bieber. That'll be a talented kid, probably. Justin Bieber was really talented, wasn't he? He was like playing the piano at 6.
Yeah, he was doing like live shows at like 9.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't own anything by his, but of his that he like wrote. But, you know, he's a talented guy. I'll give him that. We didn't get to a clip yesterday. It was National Lost Sock Day.
Yeah.
And I had like the best loose sock joke ever by Jerry Seinfeld.
It's great.
And I kept teasing it, but we had so much fun with Eric Price. We kept him. And then On Stage for Cancer was here. We had fun. We got distracted, but that's coming up next. Jerry Seinfeld and his lost sock bit next on Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on a Friday night. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here she comes now.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are 2 ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list, and if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
So, Mother's Day weekend, who would you want to be your mom if you couldn't have your actual mom? Worst case scenario, obviously, Andrew in Verona, he's from the 630, he says, Dolly Parton with 3 exclamation points. I would not have thought we would have heard that suggestion tonight. Dolly Parton. I don't even know if Dolly Parton's a mom. Can we do a deep dive on that? Does she have kids?
I will go to the Google.
Go to the Google and let's find out, because I think Dolly Parton is probably one of the coolest people in the world. And if she doesn't have kids, she'd probably be a great mom, but
Never had children.
Never had children. You'd be her first, Andrew. You'd be an only child, and your mother would be Dolly Parton. And she would walk around and sing Jolene all day. And then you would regret that choice. No, that's a great one, Dolly Parton. She's like, is one of those celebrities that just, the longer she lasts and the older she gets, she just becomes even more cool. She was like cool in the 70s. Then you kind of forgot about her for a while, or at least I did. And then you're like, oh yeah, Dolly Parton. And she has some great songs. And now like with every year she adds, she's just like even more cool. That's a great answer. Sherry checks in. She's watching on the stream. Good evening, Pete from Horicon. Hi, Sherry. Great to have you with us. And Sherry says, Sally Fields. What kind of a mom would Sally Fields be? Probably a good one. She's a good actor. She did date Burt Reynolds. Does that do anything for you, Sherry? Does she lose points with you because she dated Burt Reynolds? I don't know what to make of Burt Reynolds. So I don't know if I trust her judgment in men. But she'd probably be a great mom. Stacey Sue Johnson watching on the stream says, the toddler in the well was a huge story. Jessica, baby Jessica, that's right. And The Simpsons did a parody where Bart got trapped in the well with a Mr. Microphone. It was great. Marge Simpson is a great mom.
I think that would be my answer.
She puts up with Homer, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I think I said that to my wife once when she's frustrated with me. I said, you know, Marge Simpson puts up with Homer. I'm not that bad. I'm comparing myself to a cartoon. Stacy said, I would have loved to have Julia Childs as my mom because she could have taught me how to cook. My mom hardly could cook anything. Yeah, that's kind of one note though, Stacy Sue. You're picking your mom on one talent alone. Julia Childs was probably pretty intense. She's definitely a type A. She had her own show. She kind of had that nervous energy delivery. But that's a great answer. Dolly Parton, Sally Fields, and Julia Childs. 3 answers I was not expecting tonight. I was expecting like Mrs. C from Happy Days. Maybe Marge Simpson. Sherry says, no, but her daughter is cool. Aunt B. Aunt B is from Mayberry, right? The Andy Griffith Show? Yeah, she's a good one too. I don't know. I really like... Maybe I'll pick Conrad's mom.
There you go.
She's been so good about sharing her thoughts with our show. I feel sort of like I have to pick your mom to be my mom, who I'm probably older than. But I don't know. I'd have to go like TV mom. Mrs. Cunningham was great. You know who I wouldn't want is Monica and Ross Geller's mom.
Oh, I was thinking the same exact thing.
Remember how passive aggressive she was?
She was so nice to Ross. But she, in the show, it seems like she hated Monica.
How about Chandler Bing's mom?
That would be a Kathleen terrible Turner. One,
or
wait, too.
Was Kathleen Turner the mom, or did Kathleen Turner played the dad after the sex change or something like that. There was some...
Well, yeah, Chandler ended up having two moms.
Okay. But was Kathleen Turner the original one?
I think so.
Okay.
But, yeah, either or, like, if I was in Monica's shoes, that would suck.
Yeah, it would be terrible.
She always has something to say.
I wouldn't want Roseanne. Like, Roseanne was a great show in the 90s. And she was a really, really good character. As weird as she is now, that was a great show. You know, I don't think I'd want her as my mom.
I'm thinking with celebrity moms, I'd have to go with Kate McKinnon as mine.
Is she a mom in real life?
I have not.
You don't care.
I just be comedy all the time.
Just assign my chores and tell me what to do. I want you to be my mother. I want George Costanza's mom from Seinfeld. George! Okay, so speaking of Seinfeld, yesterday it was National Lost Sock Day. There is a day in our calendar. There's only 365 days a year. Someone felt lost socks should have a tribute day. So there is National Lost Sock Day. That was yesterday. We did not get to this clip yesterday. This is one of the first bits I ever saw Jerry Seinfeld do, and I just thought it was hilarious. And it involves a lost sock. Here we go.
Your socks have a certain kind of courage. Certain kind of ambition, determination. How many times have you done a big laundry? Go to the dryer, take out your socks, count them up. One of them got out. He escaped, took off on his own. What are his chances out there? I don't think they're very good. A lot of times I walk down a street and I'll see a dirty sock just lying there in the street. What happened to him? It's a sock that didn't make it. But he took that risk. That's what I respect. Because socks, think about it, they hate their lives. They do. They're in the shoe. They're in the drawer. They hate it. He waits for the dryer. That's his chance, and he knows it. And he waits. He bides his time. And then you open the dryer door, and he waits by the side. He hopes that you don't see him, then he runs. Or sometimes he grabs onto a sweater. This gives him a little head start. That's how they get away.
That's a great joke. Some of it is visual. Right?
Yeah.
You have to kind of see his reactions, but when he's latching onto the sweater to get away or hiding, this is a great joke. That's like the prototypical Seinfeld joke. It's just very observational, it's great. You know who I'd want as my mom in a weird way? And not this is going to sound, I don't mean it in like a sexy way or anything, but like Gloria from Modern Family. Because she's so funny.
I mean, yeah.
Do you watch it? Did you watch that show?
I've only seen the first season.
It's great.
I tried really getting into it, but then I found The Office. So
she's really.
It was either or.
Oh, Pam's mom is cool.
Well, she was.
She dated Michael.
Exactly. That's the weird part. If you're Pam, that sucks.
You know what else is weird in that show is Jim's mom. He bought his parents' house for Pam.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Jim's character. Like, he started off as kind of cool and he was like the access character. Then he just kind of turned into a weenie at some point.
That's why Dwight is my favorite character.
Yeah. Dwight was consistent.
Yeah.
Right?
He's just always funny.
And he knows what he is. And Steve Carell, too. I don't know. All right. We'll think about this. Who would you want to be your mom? If you couldn't have your actual mom, who we know is obviously your favorite, who would you want to be your mom? If you couldn't have your actual mom, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're going to talk a little wrestling next, and we will ask Rich LoCascio who he would want to be his pretend mom, and it's probably someone from the wrestling world, and that would just be crazy, and I love it. This is Peach Baba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. A national security memo says U.S. weapons may have been used in Gaza in ways inconsistent with international law, but wartime conditions prevented U.S. officials from determining that for certain. CBS's Olivia Gazzis.
I think you can expect it will disappoint critics of the Israeli government's comportment in Gaza, and it will just barely assuage its supporters because it is so critical on so many fronts, while also being inconclusive on virtually all fronts.
Storms kill one person in northern Florida, and severe weather is now hitting the southeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chenard.
Quite a bit of wind report, so some trees down, power lines down.
Michael Cohen, ex-attorney and fixer for Donald Trump, is expected to testify Monday at the former president's New York criminal trial. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Donald Trump calls Michael Cohen a serial perjurer, a liar. He even did it one day right outside the courtroom doors to the reporters. So they are absolutely going to try to undermine Cohen's credibility.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A number of new polls show Senator Tammy Baldwin is increasing her lead over challenger Eric Hovde. The Quinnipiac poll has the Democrat leading the Republican by 12 points. Meanwhile, the CBS News poll has Baldwin up by 7 points, and the Hill and Emerson College survey has her ahead by 3 points. Environmentalists are fighting the Department of Natural Resources in court over a big central Wisconsin factory farm. Adam Voskel is with Midwest Environmental Advocates. He says people in Portage County just want their questions answered.
We need to stop just accepting that CAFOs can externalize the costs of environmental contamination onto the communities that live downstream or downwind.
Voskel says the DNR should have allowed public input on the CAFOs wastewater permit. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. More news from Tom Brady's Netflix roast last weekend. Comedian and roast stalwart Jeff Ross making a joke about Patriots owner Robert Kraft's love affair with massage therapy happy endings appeared to seriously anger Brady, who went up to Ross and said, "Knock it off." A couple days ago, Ross told Rich Eisen, however, that everybody loved it, including Brady and Kraft. Ross says he understood Brady's initial reaction, adding that Robert Kraft is like Brady's dad. Ross continued saying that afterwards, Kraft told him personally that he was really happy to get a shout-out. It is unclear if he meant just mildly amused or full-blown massage table happy. Speaking of the Brady roast, Kim Kardashian was mercilessly booed when she took the stage, but those who watch on Netflix will not hear the boo birds. Netflix said the decision was theirs and not Kardashian's to remove the boos, so when it comes to the mega-rich like Kraft and Kardashian, you can't make fun of things that actually happened. Nice to see billionaires finally catching a break. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 40s. For tomorrow, sunshine's back, nice day, high in the low 70s. Sunshine to start Sunday, then increasing clouds for the afternoon, chance of storms late, high near 80. Currently at 62 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we play another round of three headlines and a lie you can play along at home. And then we talk Harleys this summer with Tim McCormick from the Harley Museum. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Smell what the Rock is cooking.
some pretty intense music of a pretty intense guy. Is that the rock theme music, Conrad?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Rich, did you recognize it?
Oh, without question.
That's the voice of Rich LoCascio. He joins me. He's a Civic Media account executive. That's how I met you.
Yes, that's right.
But you've been on the show a couple times. You're kind of our wrestling guy, and wrestling is definitely entertainment.
Oh, without question.
And it's a huge spectacle, and it's something, I got to be honest, I don't really know a lot about, so I'm really glad to have you as a resource on this. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
You're digging Northeast Wisconsin. You live in Racine, right?
I live in Racine, yep. I've been there for now 8 years, altogether in Wisconsin, 18 years, because I lived in Kenosha for 10.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Where before that?
New Jersey.
You came here from New Jersey
That's
18
right.
years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
How do you, if you had to pick, you like Wisconsin better, or would you ever go back home?
No, I wouldn't go back to New Jersey. My girlfriend wants me to move to Florida. My family wants me to move to Florida because they're down in Florida. So, yeah.
You like your cold weather?
It's one of the, I guess, cons, if you want to put it that way, as far as living in Wisconsin. But hey, some people like it. Me, I tolerate it.
Yeah, same here. And does your girlfriend live in Wisconsin?
She lives in Eagle, yeah.
But she's ready to get out of it. She's ready to hit the sun.
If money was no option, we'd be down in Florida tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I love working for Civic Media. Shameless plug there.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah, it's all good. But yeah, the weather, you can't beat the weather down in Florida, especially during the holidays, even with all the snowbirds down in Florida. Yeah,
you can beat the weather in Florida. And I used to live somewhere where I thought there was better weather because you didn't have that wet heat. It was dry out west. It's more dry.
Like Arizona, the southwestern part of the country.
But it's crazy. Like once you leave there, like I don't think I could ever go back unless it was like some crazy opportunity because it's so expensive. Like whereas Florida, you could probably live in the panhandle or find somewhere that's still kind of affordable, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not everybody's cup of tea. I understand that. I went out to Scottsdale a few years ago, and they told me, okay, you're not from here, so just understand this. It's going to be 120 degrees out. It's going to feel like it's 140. Unless you absolutely have to, do not go outside.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think for real. I went outside. I'm like, no, it's for real.
I get it. Yeah, give me some AC.
Right.
All right, so what you're in town for a big wrestling event?
Yeah, that's
tomorrow
right.
Tomorrow night,
happening in WISS country, Oshkosh, at the convention center. The show is sold out, but ACW's Water City Wrestling Con is happening tomorrow. Stars like Nick Nemeth, Jake the Snake Roberts, Colt Cabana, Jay Lethal, a lot of people from WWE, TNA Wrestling, All Elite Wrestling will be there. Independent wrestlers as well. People that I've actually worked with on shows. I'm certainly looking forward to it. This is the biggest ACW show of the year.
What does ACW stand for?
I honestly don't even remember.
Rich.
That sounds bad.
You're our wrestling aficionado.
I know, but I can tell you this.
Okay.
A former WWE superstar, Hornswoggle, runs that promotion out of Oshkosh.
Okay.
So, I don't want to mess with him.
You know what's great?
I don't.
You could have just made all of that up, and I would have no idea.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm a truthful guy.
I know you are. That's why you're on the show. Conrad, do you know any of these names Rich is talking about?
I actually, when I was younger, I watched wrestling.
I knew it.
I went to an event in Green Bay. I don't even know. I was like 11, maybe.
Okay.
And Hornswoggle was there.
There you go.
And when he was coming down the ramp, he gave me a high five.
Nice.
Did he knock you over?
No, we did not.
That's kind of cool, actually. So what is it? Is there anything at stake tomorrow in Oshkosh tomorrow night?
Not that I'm particularly aware of. And again, I know that sounds kind of bad, but
no.
The fact of the matter is every time that I've gone to an ACW Water City Wrestling Con, it has been a great time. That place is packed.
What's the capacity in there?
I want to say it's at least 2,000. It's probably going to be somewhere around 3,000 to 4,000.
Okay.
Because that convention center is huge in Oshkosh. So they will fill out that place. There'll be lines going out the door before the doors open at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
So I got to ask you this. And this is every time I you and I talk, I come away and I have questions and I'm like, with pro wrestling.
Yes.
We know it's a show.
Yes.
They're not really wrestling and giving it their all.
Yes, just don't use the F word, not the one that we can't say on the air, the other one that's four letters that starts with a letter.
F-A-K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I won't use that word.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Okay, so, but it's a show. It's staged. People know that. They still love it. They go. What? How do they decide who wins? And how is it like a, you know, is it like a bureaucracy almost kind of like?
You have a team of writers that come up with these ideas, long-term storytelling, even short-term storytelling. It's like, okay, for this show, we want this person to go over because we feel that for the long-term implications of the characters, it makes sense to do it this way. So they're going to write the story in such a way that it makes sense. The audience is compelled whether their favorite wins or loses, and it's long-term short-term storytelling.
Thank you.
And it's so captivating. And these guys, as I've mentioned this before, these are probably some of the most athletic people out there.
Yeah, for sure.
The fact that they can do some of the things that they can do is amazing. And the fact that at times I can be a part of that experience for the fan, it means so much to me.
They're athletic, but they're stunt people, right? I mean, basically, they have to be. Some of the stuff they do is incredible.
Yeah, without question.
And I'm sure they pay for it later down the line because what they're doing, they're skilled at what they do, but that hurts.
Right, but at the same time, too, I mean, I think about some of the people that work down in NXT, which is the WWE's developmental territory. There is what's called the WWE Performance Center down in Orlando. They're training there consistently. They're working with people on their promo skills. They're working with people on their wrestling skills. They're working out. It's a community down there. It's like its own insulated community, and they're also performing on Tuesday nights in front of a live crowd.
Hmm.
So with that, it's its own neighborhood, essentially, and they're learning on the fly. Some of these guys are college athletes coming in from the NCAA, the NIL program, to learn how to become a professional wrestler with no formal or even informal background to begin with.
In wrestling, you mean?
That's correct.
So I know some of them have wrestled in college, but you're saying some of them didn't even wrestle. They're just athletic people.
Yeah. Huh. Great example. I think of somebody, Kurt Angle, who I've met personally. 1996 Olympic gold medalist. Like, that is the pinnacle of wrestling, period. He made a decision to go to WWE in 1999, and within less than a year, he was WWE champion because he picked it up so quickly. There's other Olympic wrestlers. I think about Gable Steveson that tried out in the WWE, and it unfortunately didn't work out for him. However, it just shows that people with that kind of athleticism can pick it up if they're good on the mic, or they can develop those skills. It's if they're passionate about doing it, they'll show that with what they're doing on screen.
That's interesting. And what you just said kind of made me think this is reality TV in a way.
Without question.
It's written, it's scripted. It was reality TV before there was reality TV.
So the term that was coined during the late 90s, early 2000s, went through the 2010s, which is kind of passe now, is sports entertainment. It is not sports entertainment. It's entertaining. It's sports, but it is professional wrestling.
And that's why, right, okay.
Yeah.
So, but there are people that actually wrestle for contest, correct?
Not as much anymore. You think about like independent wrestling, like some of the shows that I've done for Bruce City Wrestling.
Legacy, when you announce.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, these guys are trying to cut their teeth. They're paying their dues. They're trying to learn as much as they can in the hopes that they get on All Elite Wrestling or WWE or TNA Wrestling. They're looking for their big break, but they have to learn the proper way to do things from as many people in the business that have been where they are.
Jeez.
I take myself, for example. My mentor, Scott Wisniewski, who is part of the Wisconsin Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, he thought that I could do ring announcing, and he mentored me the whole way. And I mean, I'm so thankful for him. Some of the other guys, I mentioned Frankie DeFalco many times, Xavier Mustafa.
Frankie DeFalco, that's a great wrestling name.
AWA superstar, Frankie the Thumper DeFalco.
What was it about you that he thought you could announce? I mean, you're kind of a big personality. You're a likable guy, but like, what did he see in you?
Well, I mean, he was built from Syracuse, New York. I'm from the East Coast as well, so maybe there's that kinship there.
Yeah.
But you know, having the blessing from my friend Scott, he's like, yeah, you guys need a ring announcer. I can't do it. Hey, Rich would be a perfect fill-in for you. And I've Midwest Gaming Classic last month. I was up there at the Barrett Center, Wisconsin. We did four shows over the course of 2 days. Man, we had so much fun. It was amazing.
That's pretty cool. My guest is Rich LoCascio. He works for Civic Media. He's also our wrestling aficionado, guru, whatever you want to say, and he's a wrestling announcer as well. When you're wrestling, when you're call, how does that go? You introduce the guys, and then are you done, or do you have more to do?
It depends on what the situation is as far as, I mean, everything's scripted out. And as far as, you know, what I do is I go to each of the talent before the show, say, hey, where are you billed from? What's your weights? You know, if there's anything clever that you want to say as part of your entrance, I'm more than willing to incorporate that. You know, I want to represent them in the best way possible because they're the stars of the show. I hate to use the term hype man, but I want to get the crowd excited for them coming through that curtain down to the ring, whether they decide to disparage me, scare me, or give me a high five. I'm fine with that.
Sometimes they scare you?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Well, when you see a guy with white face paint coming out with this skull and bones necklace around his neck, and it's like, and he's looking right at you with some viscous fluid coming out of his mouth, like, I want no part of this.
But you're just a that's in your head that you're scared. He's not trying to intimidate you.
I don't want to take that chance, Pete.
Yeah, okay. You don't think you could take him?
I'd rather
you're
not
a big guy.
For our viewers and our listeners, I'd rather not answer that question.
In case the Hornswoggler is listening, he doesn't want this to get back to him.
No port of Hornswoggle. That's right.
I'm sorry to go back to this, but in terms of like when they write the script, how much, it's got to be weird because as wrestlers get more popular and they become a brand, you got to throw them a bone. Like before The Rock became a movie star, I'm assuming at some point he has some leverage and can say, I want to be the champ. When are you going to make this happen? How does that work?
Well, when you're a third generation superstar, I mean, you're already being groomed for that position as far as being a star within the industry. Randy Orton is another great example. Third generation superstar. I've mentioned ad nauseum about the bloodline and how many people within that family are getting their big breaks. You know, I think about the Usos, Roman Reigns. I mean, there's more people within the bloodline, even since WrestleMania, that it's just been remarkable what WWE has been doing.
Yeah, that's incredible.
We haven't even talked about WrestleMania yet.
Well, listen, no time like the present.
Right.
It's not going to talk about itself. You're the guy.
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start?
I don't know. You tell me. So this is your dance floor, buddy. You tell me.
Well, the most important thing is Cody Rhodes finally finished the story, became the undisputed WWE champion.
He's a bloodline guy, right?
No.
Oh, no.
The opposite.
Oh, the opposite. Okay.
Yeah. So Roman Reigns, who
was one of the other.
No, it's all good. So Roman Reigns, who was champion for 3.5 years, undisputed WWE Universal Champion, finally lost his first match, singles match, I should say, in 3.5 years as champion. It was remarkable.
Wow. Okay.
In front of 70,000 people at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, night two of WrestleMania, with all the shenanigans, because as I mentioned, night one, they had that tag team match and it determined what night two's match was going to be. It ended up being Bloodline Rules with all different kind of, you know, tomfoolery shenanigans. It was crazy. Like people showed up that nobody expected, and Cody ended up finishing his story and became undisputed WWE champion.
Do you get, knowing what you know, you're an inside guy pretty much, do you get emotional when you see this stuff? Do you get all wrapped up in it? Or are you kind of like, this is fun, but I'm not really emotionally invested?
Yes, and my girlfriend also gets emotional about this too.
Wow.
Yeah, she loves it. She's been hooked ever since I took her to her first show almost a year and a half ago.
That's Rich LoCascio. We're going to give Rich a movie quiz.
Ooh.
Will we do that next? I don't know. Maybe we'll read a text or two and then we'll come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by me.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Jim from the 920 from Appleton says Raquel Welch would be the mom I would choose. I think people are like picking porno moms. I'm like trying to get like actual.
I don't want to touch that. Yeah.
We got Dolly Parton. Oh, that's funny. Raquel Welch. I guess I did Gloria. She's very, you know, kind of pretty and everything, but I'm really just going for moms. But you know what, Jim? Your dime, your dance floor, you can pick whoever you want. That's Raquel Welch is probably a real sweetheart. Maybe she's a great mom. Conrad, does she have kids?
I don't know.
Deep dive, buddy. Take a memo. Raquel Welch says Jim and Appleton. That's a great one. I have to give a shout out. Last night, Eric Price was my guest, and he was great. He's an old friend, very successful comedic actor, great guy. We had a lot of fun catching up. And he said his mom listens to the show. And I'm Facebook friends with Eric's mom, but I didn't know how to pronounce her last name. So I had to ask Eric, because I have one of those names too. People aren't really, they could probably like slum their way through it. Shuwaba, something. I get all kinds of different stuff, or have over the course of my life. But Linda Peterzak, if you're listening, thank you for listening. And thank you for giving birth to Eric, because he's a great guy. And this is Mother's Day weekend, and you deserve a big tall cocktail or a nice seltzer over ice. Whatever you have to do, kick your feet up. And know that you raised a wonderful child, Linda Peterzak. Happy Mother's Day, and thank you for listening. My guest is Rich LoCascio, who is here all the way from Racine.
That's right.
He just flew in today.
No.
Civic Media.
I drove right up 41.
I'm just teasing. You should have. Next time, fly, Rich. It just makes better sense. Who would be your mom if you couldn't have your actual mom?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot now.
Yeah,
oh, my
goodness. That's what I do. I love it, man.
Well, before I answer that question, so I got to give a shout out to my mom. She's okay. Down in Bonita Springs, Florida, Carol Bizarro. And I'm just so thankful for her. Like, just, you know, she's getting ready to transition into semi-retirement. She's going from full-time to part-time. She's looking forward to it, and she's earned it. She's worked so hard over the years, you know, raising a family, my sister, and she deserves it so much. So I want to give a special shout out to my mom in Bonita Springs, Florida. And I know she's going to be sending out those feelers as far as like, okay, when are you coming down? Are you coming down next year? Like, I'll come down for the holidays, mom, but maybe it's not going to be until 55 that I start making my way down there permanently.
55, what do you mean?
Well, they live in a 55-plus community.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
So.
Oh, you got a ways to go. Hey, Conrad, Rich's mom lives in Florida, too.
Yep.
I see a Nightlight Moms Club happening here.
Oh,
why don't we see what we can do there, get a support group for Nightlight Moms.
There will be a convention in Southwest Florida before you know it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so now you've given a shout-out to your mom, which is lovely, but who would you pick if you had to pick someone to be your mom?
The one name that I kept coming back to, I love all the suggestions that we're getting already. I kept coming back to Edith Bunker from All in the Family.
Oh, wow. Great one.
Yeah, because, I mean, Edith is genuine. Yeah, she's a little absent-minded at times, but you know exactly what you're getting with Edith. And if she can keep Archie in check, I mean, that kudos to Edith. Absolutely.
She's flighty, but very sweet.
Yes.
And like, and again, like with Marge Simpson putting up with a guy like Homer or God forbid, Archie Bunker.
Right.
That's a great one. That's a great pick. Conrad, did you pick yet?
Yeah, I said Kate McKinnon.
Oh, you said
Kate. Oh, that's right.
Jeez. Conrad picked someone who's like 10 years older than him. So we have, are you a movie fan, Rich?
Yes.
Are you going to see, what summer blockbuster are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to Deadpool versus Wolverine. That's coming out in July.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Now you guys are totally bonding tonight. Mom's in Florida, Deadpool. We have a surprise movie review coming on just a little bit after 8 to talk about Challengers and the Zendaya film and the Planet of the Apes. The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. So what, you have a film you're really looking, other than that one, what do you, or maybe that's it. That's fine too.
I think that's it for right now. Okay. That's it for right now. That's the one that really stood out to me.
What about Mad Max?
I'm not really big into Mad Max. No, I never really got into it.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, did you, all right, going back to wrestling, did you wrestle when you were younger?
No.
Okay. And not that you have to, like everybody
that's not a prerequisite.
Right.
It's, you know, if you're passionate about the business, if you watch it on TV, you know, if you want to be part of it, like I think I mentioned this too at one point, Paul Heyman, who is now a WWE Hall of Famer, got inducted this year of WrestleMania. He started out as a photographer in New York City, going to different shows with the then known World Wrestling Federation, trying to rub elbows with Vince McMahon Sr. and really just learning the business, starting as a photographer and then becoming a promoter and becoming a writer, running his own promotion. And the rest is history. He's probably the greatest wrestling manager of all time.
Hmm. What do those guys make? Are they like multi-millionaire? I mean, if you're selling out 70,000 seat arenas.
Yeah, you're making some buku bucks.
Okay. When is WrestleMania?
Next year?
Oh, did it already happen this year?
It just happened this year, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So next year is going to be happening. They just announced it this week in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium, April 19th and 20th.
Are you going to go?
I wish I had the money to go.
What are you dropping when you go to something like that?
Money that I don't have.
Well, I don't know what your worth is. We talking like $500 a ticket, $100?
No, we're talking thousands.
Thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Now, I know I don't mean to offend you. Thousands of dollars for something that's already been pre sort of.
It's the experience. When you have 70,000 people.
That's why you can't use that four letter F word you said, because it is real.
Yes, it's real. It's the experience is real. It's undeniably real. Great example of that. The last premium live event that WWE had was this past weekend in Lyon, France, called Backlash. You have 11,000 people in this arena. It is one of the loudest and most passionate crowds I have ever heard in the 25 years that I've been following professional wrestling. They were doing chants in French on every two count that happened. It was remarkable. And I'm like, we need to follow their example, because what WWE is doing is they have shows in France. They're going to have a show in Germany. They're having a show in Scotland later on this year, one in Saudi Arabia. It's remarkable. It gives the international communities their chance to shine on a worldwide spotlight.
That's so cool. I love, you know, even if it's something I don't know anything about, I love when people are so passionate about something and can speak to it passionately. Jim from Appleton also says she is a mom. Her daughter is a smart, beautiful woman. Jim is defending his fictional mother, Raquel Welch. He says her daughter is one of the reasons she dropped off the acting charts. That is very sweet, Jim. All right, Jim. Well said. That's very, he just validated his choice. Not that you needed to, Jim. Always get great texts here. All right, when we come back, we're going to give Rich a movie quiz, and we're going to get a surprise review of The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. We're doing it all here on Nightlight tonight on a Friday in the state of Wisconsin. This is Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at what happened news-wise over the weekend, update you on the Trumpster trials, what's ahead for Joe Biden, and much more for this week on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Magical moments.
brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser makes it look like I have magical powers. It helps me clean just about everything inside my house, like dirty walls, messy kitchens, grimy bathrooms, and it even helps me keep my patio furniture looking like new. I can count on Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to power through tough messes, making it look like I spent hours cleaning, even though I didn't. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser makes cleaning look easy.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.